Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for April 2016. This month the days are getting longer. In fact, there is 2 hours more daylight at the end of the month than at the beginning. But there are still some amazing sights to see at night. Let's start as always with the moon. New moon this month is on the 7th of the month, with full moon following about 2 weeks later on the 22nd. Now on to the planets. April is a good month for viewing Mars, as next month it heads towards opposition, which means it will be at the closest to the Earth and hence will appear bigger and brighter than it will be for the next few years. Look to the south at about 3 a.m. at the end of the month and Mars will be about 15 degrees above the horizon. It will be a reddish colour and quite bright at magnitude -1.5. So what does this magnitude business mean? The magnitude scale is used by astronomers to assign a relative brightness to each object. The less positive, or more negative, the value, the brighter the object. The Sun has a magnitude of -27, whereas the full moon is -11. The brightest star, Sirius, is magnitude -1.5, and the pole star, Polaris, is +2. Each unit of magnitude corresponds to about a 2.5 times difference in brightness. In the early hours of the 6th of April, there will be a lunar occultation of Venus, which may be seen from anywhere roughly south of Yorkshire. The bright Venus will temporarily disappear as the moon passes in front of it, and this disappearance will happen approximately between 6:20 in the morning and 9 o'clock in the morning on the 6th of April, worth looking out for. Back to the planets. Jupiter continues to shine high in the sky this month at magnitude -2.4, so still worth a look through binoculars to check out what the moons are doing. And you'll find it in the south in the constellation of Leo around midnight. Saturn will become observable towards the end of the month at around 3 a.m. It lies in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, which will be in the south at that time. The rings will definitely be worth viewing. And Saturn will be at magnitude +0.3. Mercury will also be visible, but is low in the west-northwest, just after sunset, at around 9 o'clock in the evening, in the middle of the month. The Lyrid meteor shower is worth looking out for this month on the 21st and 22nd. The well-placed radiant, the apparent source of the meteors, is directly overhead just before dawn, so there could be a good display. You could expect to see between 20 and 100 meteors per hour at best. Look towards the constellation of Lyra. And now on to constellation watching. A nice grouping of constellations can be seen while you're watching for the meteors, and that's the Cygnus family. The cross of Cygnus the Swan is easy to find, virtually directly overhead before dawn. Around Cygnus are the small constellations of Lyra, the musical instrument, Delphinus, the dolphin, and Sagittar, the arrow. All these are quite easily seen if you know the shapes you're looking for. Lyra is particularly easy as it contains the very bright star Vega, which is exactly 0.0 magnitude. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines or astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. And don't forget the planisphere, which shows you what's up there at any time and date of the year. And these are available in all good bookshops. Listen out next month for May's highlights. Bye for now.